Taya ta. Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra, and it's on the blue sheet if you have the white binder. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. So let's say the mantra seven times. Teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante randa samunga diso ha teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante randa samunga diso ha teyata om bekante bekante maha bekante bekante randa samunga diso ha teyata bekante bekante maha bekante bekante randa samunga diso ha teyata bekante bekante maha bekante bekante randa samunga diso ha teyata bekante bekante maha bekante bekante randa samunga diso ha teyata bekante bekante maha bekante bekante randa samunga diso ha. Now let's read the four measurables in English three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Donna, do we do a mandala offering? Mandala offering? Oh, okay. It's all right.
It's good. Good morning. Thank you, and I'm happy to see all of you again. And And Donna said, I have to tell a story, but I don't know anything. Anyway, like 25 years ago, I really want to do 100,000 power stations, 25 years ago. But it was very difficult for me and many ways, especially for furniture and times. It's really difficult to go to Buddh Gaya, do 100,000 power stations. And I have many friends in Taiwan. They always invited me to come to Taiwan studying Chinese, but I never happened. Then 2017, end of the year, my Taiwanese friend, especially one family, invited me to come to Taiwan studying Chinese for 3 months. Then I thought, oh, these 3 months spent to Buddh Gaya is much better than studying Chinese. I thought. Then I will ask Geshe Gele, which one is better I do. Then Geshe La, immediately you must go to India and do 100,000 power stations. That's good for you, good for Santra, and good for many sentient beings. Geshe La said many times. Then I decided to go to India to do 100,000 power stations. And then I call one of my house student, Geshe. Then he also wants to go to Buddh Gaya for do 100,000 power stations. But he has same, like, you know, thing difficult for like me. He can't go until now. Then I call him, I'm going to Buddh Gaya, then you come, if you come with me, I pay for everything, transportation and everything I will pay. Then he's so happy. Then we decided to go to December 1st, go to Buddh Gaya, do 100,000 power stations. Then suddenly we heard His Holiness Dalai Lama is coming to our monastery. And then we changed a little bit the schedule. Then I have two weeks free time. Then my friend Taiwan is coming to one of the monasteries in Thailand. They're coming to Thailand, they treat me like dentist and acupuncture for free camp to monks, Thai monks. Then I think if I go there, I can at least I can learn for how Thai monks' daily life, like how they do prayer, how do they stay like this and that. Then I think that's really good for me. Then I went to the Thailand for with them. We met at the airport. We together went to the monastery. Then I stayed there 2 weeks with Thai monks, and every morning go to beg food. It's really fun. Anyway, then after that, I went back to my monastery. Then His Holiness came to my monastery. He teach higher Gyuwa initiation, which means that my favorite deity. And also he opening, do you remember the ceramic room which come to here, finance the money for backyard, debate backyard. Okay, then his only so opening the debate class, and he teach, I don't know how to exactly say, one of the Lama Tsongkhapa's test, praise of dependence arrest.
In praise of dependent origination.
Arrest? No, anyway, tendi table. Yeah. We received that test. It's so wonderful. Then he also give like, you know, many ordination for junior monks. Then His Holiness left from my monastery for around the, I think 23rd and December. And me and my friend left from my monastery 24th. We from my monastery to Bangalore. We stay one night in Bangalore. Then during the Christmas, we got the Buddha Gaya. The Buddha Gaya. And we stay one night one of the FPMT center, the root. Interesting, right? Yeah, they stay one night there. Then 26th, we move to our guest house, very close to main temple, main Buddhist stupa, very close, very close. And we start 26th, the fast teachings. But they have like, you know, thousand and thousand people doing fast teaching. Then we don't have space. It's too complicated. You have to like borrow the boat from Noja Monastery, which means the branch His Holiness Dalai Lama's monastery there. You have to borrow from boat from that monastery. You keep 1,000 rupees for advance. I don't know, something like, you know. They will give back to 950.
Should we show some?
We will watch. Yeah, then we have to go to main administration, like temple, need the registration the board. Then you have like, you know, license, looks like a car license you can get, then put in the board. Otherwise, it's too complicated. Anyway, when my friend and I get there, but I'm luckily, I call one of the FPMT center, APC, SPC, SPC, like Donasi, like she invited me to beat stupa in Mexico long time ago. Then I know her, then I call her, she said, oh, don't worry, I have board already set up there. But my friend doesn't have board, okay. But anyway, we both luckily together got the board. And one of the American women going back to home, therefore we got her like board. Then we got, but many people wants to do 100,000 pulse machines. It's difficult. If you can make like board, but no space, because many people doing like prostration, they have no space at all. Then, when we start, like, you know, 26, then we ask so many people how they do, how they like, you know, do prostration, this and that. Many people give advice. Okay, slowly, always give advice for us. Then also that month is very good. His Holiness also came to Buddha Gaya for stay 1 month. He teach many different teachings. We had so wonderful. We received so many different teachings. Then that make us like, you know, make slow down, because most time we have to go to teaching. Then many people say, okay, there's a funny story. One monk, I know him very well. He's from Saraj monk. He's prostration fraud me. The few days he thought I'm my brother. he give me advice, do this and that. He said many things. Then one time we talk each other, he said, he have been geshing like, you know, 10 years, have been geshing as a long time. Time is never like, you know, realize it, this and fast and that. Then I said, that's the truth. I have been like almost 70 years. Then he looked at me. Then he called my brother's name. You are not. Because we both come from Saraji. Then I said, no, I'm Geshe Sambo, this and that. Then since that, he helped me a lot because I'm more senior than him. Then he ordered me, but I'm sinner monk. Then he's very kind. He always say, if I do some like, you know, few hundred, he say, oh, Geshe-la, rest, do meditate, do pray. He always say like that. Because that's a really good, like, you know, very good advice. Some of the people think like they want to finish like within one month, 100,000. Like one guy came from Tibet. First day he did 3,000. Second day, he's in hospital. Really, like, you know, the posture is not like normal. We do work out and run. It's totally different. They have like, we need like, you know, slowly, you have to achieve your goal. Otherwise, too difficult. Now, a lot of obstacle. The friend's relative came from Tibet. He said, oh, 100 postures is very easy. I will going to finish like, you know, 28 days. And he told us. Then he doing a lot first week. Then he visit time again visit me and my friend. I say, you have to slow down, otherwise you will sick. He said, oh, don't worry, I'm okay, this and that. After 1 week, he's so weak, like, you know, he can't do anything. Even he cannot sit. Yeah, because it's like, I don't know, that's like, you know, true obstacle. Then he said, oh, I can't do anymore because I feel sick. I don't have any family here. Isn't there? He can't do anything, no, because he is also give up. Then actually they have like, you know, few thousand people doing prostrations, come from all over the world, Americans, Europeans, Chinese, Vietnamese, so many people came to Buddh Gaya. Some people do like prostration, some people do recite mantra, some people do offering mandala. But most, I think, difficult is doing prostrations. Then from me, one Geshe, he already did 70,000. Then after he pain here, he can't do. He have to left. Yeah. It's like, you know, I never think that difficult. It's really difficult. You pain like all over your body. Yeah. And another one guy, I met him. He said he did 50,000. After that, whenever he see bored, he's vomiting. He said like that. But they have many, many different, like, you know, people. Those I just tell people who cannot do. But some people, they have 83 years old, one monk. He did 8,400,000 already. But he said he's still doing like 3,000 snow pavlo for him. Then behind me, one young lady, he always come to Buddh Gaya to 100,000 postures every winter. But she did within 3 months, 200,000. Before I finished, she did finish 200,000. Anyway, then first month we had a lot of Melu festival, Kaji, Nima, and Sasha, Gelu, and so many festival there, and also His Holiness teaching. Then we have like, you know, very few time to do prostrations, but every morning. We have really like, you know, they have many obstacles. And the first month we came to shadow, you know, the bioplastic make like 10. Because sometimes we go to 5 o'clock morning, the weather is very good, but the foggy, what's it? Foggy bring the water on the tree. I'm under the Buddha tree because always like, you know, like rainy. It's too... difficult. Then we can do like, you know, the pulse switching, plasty. Then after the around like 9:30, they have come sounds. Then also the plasty help a lot. Then after a few days, the man, the office said, okay, nobody can do that because Buddha Gaya is the most important Buddhist holy site. And here, all over the people come to see Buddha Gaya. The plasty make Buddha Gaya is unbeautiful. The name, I don't know how to say. Yeah. Then February, then we really like, you know, did we start, actually we start January every morning 5 o'clock, but January especially we try to get there 5 o'clock because the main temple is open 5 o'clock through the 9 o'clock evening, 9 p.m. But the during the January we have to on the line for a few hours for get in the super because they have a lot of festival, especially holy the holidays. The people are on the line. It's too difficult because they have somebody say, oh, they have hide bomb this and that. Therefore the government like one get one and second they always check. But their most target is cell phone. Then cannot bring cell phone in the stupa. I don't know why. Then that's good for us. And then we try to on the February we try to do 2000 and 2001 always try to do every day. Then after 60,000, I was very very sick. Very sick, and even though I'm sick, I have to go to temple. I have to do continuous. Otherwise, like you know, I have to start again. Therefore, a fourth day, then I call in India one of the daughter. There is very easy, like you know, my guest was the first floor one clinic. Yeah. Around the hoop, like, you know, sell the medicine, this and that. Everybody can shoot, and this and that. And my friend, Taiwanese daughter, always ask me, be careful, they have IV. I don't know what means. But I really need, like, you know, water. I'm the daughter. I ask one guy, call to then do this and that. He did everything. Then after that, I recover. Now, that night, I had very good dream. Like, for example, during my dream, like, whole my body come from, like, when you change the oil in car, something like that, come all the, like, you know, from my body. I think that very good purify. It's come. The in dream, in after that, immediately I see the His Holiness Dalai Lama. Then I told His Holiness Dalai Lama when I was China. This summer I went to the China. Then I did like you know some of the Chinese students I teach this and that. He was so happy. Then he said, "Oh, come here, we take photo together." Then I wake up. Anyway, that's a very good dream for me. After that, then I can do easily 3,000, more than 3,000 every day if I do. After that, then during the like, you know, I was sick. I'm so worried because and sleep with I count like 1, 2, 3 like you know positive because I'm so worried I cannot finish now. But after that, it's easily finish. With the extra everything, okay. Then, like every single day, We start 5 o'clock to 11. Then we break like lunch. Then after that we go to 2 o'clock and go again. Do until the 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. Then at 6 o'clock we dedicate. Whenever we dedicate, honestly, we always think about the Kadomba Sante family. Because why? Geshe-la said you must go to Buddha Gaya, do prostrations. That's good for you, also good for Kadomba Sante family. Therefore, whenever I dedicate, I always like think about all our Kadomba Sante family. And who like, you know, difficult family and job, and we have a lot of difficult, right? I always dedicate for them. Yeah. Then, yeah, something like that. That's my story. Then also like, you know, and I said like, you know, we have a lot of pain here, 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 here. We pain a lot. Every corner of the body, but our mind is really like calm, happy, peaceful. That's really like, you know, it's totally different. You go to gym and pain, go to Buddha Gaya, do prostration, is totally different. That's I have experienced. And also like, you know, many people wants to lose the gain, right? But during the within 2 months, I lost like 20 points. 20 points. Also good for you if you do. then also this is funny. It's good or not? I don't know. But when I do prostrations, around like 700,000, I got six pack. Yeah. It's really like, you know, good for your body, good for your mind, good for your everything. That's really like, you know, temporary, we had a lot of benefit. Then also I have experienced like, you know, when I was in monastery, many people sick, like, you know, cancer and stomach disease. We call it gastric, right? Yeah, and many people went to the Buddha Gaya, did 100,000 prostration, they recovery. That's really like, you know, in my life, many people like recovery because prostrations. Then also like, you know, many people research about prostrations. People who doing 108 every day, and people who not doing, but they are same sickness, but easily recover people who doing 108 prostration. Yeah. That's my story. Yeah. And you want, yeah. Oh, this is my friend. He's our house. His name is Geshe Pema. Some of you already met him, right?
Explain your house, because some people may not know what that means or where that is.
Okay. My house is 20 house number 26A. Then Geshe Gele and I, teacher, we all many students live there in Sarah Monastery. That's my house.
Maybe these are the boards that they use.
Yeah, this is the board. Then this is me. Did you see the plastic?
Yeah.
When we first get there, you can get any different color plastic. Then you can cover. Then the main office announcement, one is like white color. Then everybody bought white one. That's one of the Buddha tree. I got one machine here. Then I push every time. Yeah, counter. There for other side corner, other side.
So you put your license on the board so that you're bored for the entire time that you're there.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So say you do 80,000, then you lose count. You have to
start. Yes, if I lose, but I miss one day, I have to do again. Therefore, first time me and my friend decided to do 3 times. Then if I'm sick, I can do 3 times, right?
Yeah.
This Bada lamp is like, you know, after I finish, then I offer 1,000 Bada lamp. Then, before I left from here, some of the our member and some of my friend give some money for me, like, you know, for donate for my prostrations. Then I met some of my friend in India. They give us some money for me. Then I spent like, you know, money for Bada lamp, and then I help some of the monks, nuns who doesn't have a lot of money. Then time again, like, you know, the gift of water and Coca-Cola and juice for people who doing like, you know, prostrations. They help a lot for us. Therefore, same thing them, like, you know. That's a butter lamp. That's really butter. It's not candle.
I have a question. During the time you're doing all the prostrations, the whole time you're doing it through all of them, are you? Because I know when we've done them before, they say, well, the first, we do 3 of them, it's like, they say the first one you're supposed to keep a specific thing in mind. I forget what it is. Second thing, keep another thing in mind. Third, like, is there something, that certain thought pattern that you're keeping in your mind while you're doing the prostrations?
Honestly, we're all human, right? But our mind is crazy. Think so many different things. Yeah. Therefore, prostration, we do some, like, you know, set of motivation, do some, sadhana and this and that. Then after we do prostration, the many different prayer. Then I always pray like a refugee prayer. Then I try to think about all the sentient beings, benefit for all sentient beings. Try, but it's difficult. But if you do again, it will be okay.
And you're saying this is during the process of while you're doing the prostration?
Yeah. During the prostration, we try to think. Because like when we do like, you know, prostration, there's a body, speech, mind, right? Body, you have to do. But mind, you have to think like positive things. And speech, you always recite like those kind of prayer. Recite mantra and this and that.
Thank you.
Okay.
So what were the, while you were doing it, am I doing it wrong? I don't know how this works. Oh, God, this is terrifying. But what was, like, the, when you were out there all day, was the weather, like, was it, it must have been cold up there, or?
When I first get there, it's really cold. Then after almost I'm finished, very hot. Yeah. Really, yeah.
You had to do over 100,000 prostrations, right?
Yeah, yes. 111,111. Because there's like many reasons have to do that. Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for your dedications while you were there very much.
Thank you.
You said that you got the six-pack and it was good for your body. And you said it was good for your mind.
You mean I got six-pack make me my mind? Means like doing prostration good for my mind.
I understood that you said it was good for your body and for your mind.
Yes.
And you got a six-pack in your body.
Yeah.
Could you share some about how it was good for your mind?
I think the reason I got the six-pack and not like that. Reason I did prostration, my mind is very calm, happy. Then why I say you? Because some of the like you know here really wants to their body is good shape, right? Then if you really wants to do prostration. Prostration is like Daman Gym. You create a lot of merit, and also your body is become good shape. Maybe because that you are happy. Okay.
After you got sick, you had to start counting all over again?
No, because even though I'm sick, I tried to do how much I have to do daily, then I tried to do, I did. Yeah. If I miss one day, I have to start. Okay. No, please ask me. Yeah.
If someone gets very sick.
Yeah.
In order for them not to lose their count, as long as they go and do just one prostration, then they don't have to start over?
Sorry, if they missed one day?
Well, say they didn't miss a day. Say someone becomes very sick.
Okay.
And they can't do a lot of prostrations.
Okay.
But as long as they come to temple that day and do even one prostration, then they wouldn't have to start over again?
Like, for example, like, you know, my friend and I, the first day start three times. If your first day start three, then even though you are sick, you have to do three times. Otherwise, you will miss. Therefore, like some people start 100, then if you sick, then you cannot do 100, right? Then you will be missed. Therefore, my friend and I start first three times. Then even though we are very sick, we can do three times, right? Therefore, we decided to do three times first day. Yeah. Reason why we are going to do like this, because if you want to do retreat like, you know, the 3 years, 3 months, 3 days, you have to have do before like 5 different 100,000. 100,000 mandala offering, 100,000 water bowl, 100,000 water server, mantra, and 100,000 prostrations, 100,000 refugee prayer. Therefore, I really have goal like do like one retreat like that, but doing the data, at least I don't have to do 100,000 prostrations. That's most difficult things I done. Yeah.
How long did this last? How long were you doing this?
How long I take?
Yeah.
2 months and 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hi. I have a question about the significance. I saw the difference between when we do here. We do the prostration, body, speech, and mind, and we just lay our head and hands on the floor. And there you lay down your whole body. There is a special significance between them, like you're letting go, surrendering, or there's not. It's just a preference of how you prostrate.
Actually, mm-hmm. prostrate has so many different traditions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like how like Muslim do, how like Christian, how like Buddhist, they have many different prostrations. But Tibet Buddhist has only true Buddhist, how like body do prostrations. I don't know how to say. There's one chusha, like full. One is like, you know, the kush, like just like torch, true hand, true,
yeah.
And this one.
Mm-hmm.
But that's different. That's your questions?
If there is a significance on that movement, like a spiritual significance, it's like if you hold your whole body on the floor, you're representing something, like you're surrendering yourself to that, or no? Or
Actually, like, you know, you do, like, you know, short and full. It's full is more like, you know, create merit. You mean full, mm-hmm. more create merit. But, like, you know, they have many different meaning. Like, you know, how you do it here, yeah. how you do here, how you do here, how you do here.
Yeah.
Now, some people do four. One, two, three, four. Okay. Some people do just three. One, two, three. This doesn't really matter. They have meaning, like, you know, same. They have many meaning.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. What is the meaning
okay.
of doing that?
Because why we doing prostrations? Because all of us wants to happy, don't want to suffering, right? If we want to happy, we have to have create merit. If you don't want to suffering, you have to abandon all the negative state of mind. Therefore, the prostration is best create merit and best abandoned and a negative stand of mind. Therefore, we are doing like prostrations. When you do here, that's like, you know, symbolize you are you like create like negative karma, like, you know, like a body, like, you know, like you steal, like you misconduct, like this kind of the, like, you know, abandon. Then you try to, like, you know, receive from Buddha's, like, you know, all like knowledge, mind
teachings,
teachings, this and that. Same here, like, you know, we speech, like, you know, we did lie, we did, like, you know, harsh, we did harsh like words. Many things, we create negative karmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Try to, like, we like abandoned and receive Buddha's like good teachings, good this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And same like when you put here, like, you know, your jealous, like, you know, wrong view and I don't like nothingness or luta, how to say in English, I forget for it.
Covetousness,
they abandoned for this, like, you know. Basically, like, you know, some people always like jealous. Some people, like, you know, always like people, like, you know, successful, don't like those people. Some people have so many good things, like, you know, always like you want to yourself, this and that kind of mind, make always unhappy, right?
Right.
Then I bend this kind of mind, then receive whole Buddha's, like, you know, good qualities. Yeah, something like that.
Another question. If you don't know the mantras, the Tibetan mantras, and you said about setting up intention, can you do your own, like, intentional mantra, like something that doesn't make sense?
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. You said Tibetan mantra, mantra, like Buddhist mantra, right? Buddhist mantra.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't really matter, I think. Yes. Yeah.
Hi, Geshe-la, and welcome back. So when you did so many prostrations every day, did you have time to do any other practice, or this was the entire practice, any other prayer?
We have, like, many different prayers we have to do daily.
Oh.
Because we got a lot of initiation, high yoga tantras. Those prayers we have to do every day.
In addition to the process? Wow.
Yeah.
And you had to be very careful what you ate and drank, obviously, so you wouldn't throw up and vomit, right? question, right? Right? That's how you lose so much weight. I mean, doing all that exercise, right?
Okay.
I guess so.
What were the meanings of
yeah,
the...
Yeah, I was careful. Yeah, I don't understand. I always careful how I can eat, how I can do... I always careful because I have to finish my 100,000. Therefore, I always careful, yeah. Okay, sorry. Okay.
What were the meanings of the different levels when you were doing this?
Different level?
Yeah, the different levels where you went from high, medium to low.
Yeah, you know, when you do like, you know, this, like, this is like, you know, the, I don't know how to say, wisdom and compassion all together. Not like this, that's not good, because we're together like this, then this is like your position for body, this one speech, this one for mind. Thank you.
Okay, I've got one more. How did you feel when you did the last one?
I was really so happy. Yeah. Thank you. Then oh, that's the Buddha Gaya, one of this one. When I was there, His Holiness there. His Holiness, whenever he teach, he talk there different four times, like January 5th to January 7th, and 40 to 16, and 80 to 21, or like he many different teachings. So wonderful teachings. Then that time, he suggesting for people go to stupa. That's a stupa, okay? Stupa, go to there and try to at least 1 minute to meditate about like bodhicitta and emptiness. That's a lot. He time again and again suggesting. Then especially like, you know, the Buddha Gaya, one of the Buddhist like great holy site. Then the also Buddha, Before he passed away, then he, I don't know how to say, advice. Give advice. Then the future people who cannot see me and man and woman must go to the four of the great, the holy site. Then one is the Buddha Gaya, the another one is the Varanasi, which means first he teach there. And the second, third one is when he was born. And the fourth one is when he passed away. This fourth try to must go. Then you can see who is the Buddha. Okay. Therefore, I just like, you know, suggest to you, if you guys want to go to India, then try to must go to Buddha Gaya. That's really different. Like, you know, when you get in the Buddha Gaya stupa, the people came there around 5 o'clock. People who come there, they do meditate about compassion and bodhicitta and emptiness. And also people do like recite mantra, offering. A lot like, you know, they set off motivation, the very good things. Therefore, the environment is very like, you know, amazing. Whenever you get in the stupa of the Buddha Gaya, then you have feel it totally different. It's really like, you know, amazing. Then also like outside the stupa has many different tradition Buddhist temple, like Thai Buddhist temple and Vietnamese temple, Japanese temple, Chinese temple, so many different great like temple you can see if you go there. Okay? That's I offering Coca-Cola for the people who doing like prostration. People, everybody hold like Coca-Cola, right? That's the leg. Leg and prayer fly. And behind the super. Then I really don't know. I guess Buddha spent here like, you know, a few weeks here. Say something like that. But in around Buddha stupa, they have many different great story. Because we are under the one tree, right? Buddha tree. That's the really like, you know, one of the most important Buddha tree. Because another stupa, the main stupa here another stupa. But the people who went to the Buddha Gaya, you all know, right? They call like, you know, Geze, Geze Chete means like bread. Stupa, I don't know how to say. Like Buddha stayed there one night. That time, like, you know, the stupa is becoming like shiny, bright. Then they have a lot of like fake Buddhist tree, all bone. The story like that. Then people put in the like, you know, all like dusty there. Then come up like that one for really one. Then many people think this Buddha tree is more important than the other one. Because people, I read many, like, you know, the books, there's this Buddha tree sometimes come out of water. The water is really good for your sickness, like gasty and something like this. The water is like pure, like, you know, I don't know how to say. They're not regular water.
Blessed.
Yeah, maybe. He want to ask again.
What do the statues represent?
Statue.
Like behind you?
Behind the statue is Buddha Shakyamuni, which means like he is the one enlightened this Buddhist, behind the Buddhist stupa. And this one is Lama Atisha and Kalachoka. Okay, any more questions? You can ask anything. Okay.
I noticed the prayer flags. Are they Tibetan only, or do other Buddhist traditions use the prayer flags with these colors?
I think the prayer flag is only Tibetan Buddhism. Yeah. I heard somebody said this come from the old Tibetan religions, like pain. Yeah.
I noticed you were all prostrating on wooden slabs, kind of pieces of wood you were prostrating on. And are those supplied, because they were set out specifically between each person? Were those pieces of wood that you were sliding on when you prostrate, were they there already?
No. Earlier I mentioned, like, we have to, like, you know, borrow from the one of the Tibet monastery. Then they give us one piece of the paper for name, all my ID, everything. Then we bring this paper to the main, like, you know, office. They give us laces. Then we have to put in the board. Otherwise, like, board going to move and this and that is too complicated. Yeah. But the board is, like, you know, too complicated. Sometimes we set up very good. They have so beautiful mouse. They're digging. When we come back morning again, old like this, we have to set up again.
A couple of questions. One, can lay people do this? I noticed the pictures, they're just monastics.
Okay. And second one?
And the second, if you're physically unable to do the full prostrations, prostration, is that acceptable?
Okay. The first one is like, you know, everybody can do. Everybody can do. Not only Tibetan, not only monks. Because people who doing the prostration all over the world come from, like, I just, like, mentioned, Americans, like, Denmarks. Yeah, then we don't need the Chinese. Most of them are not monk. They are lay people. Then the second one is like, you know, but they have one old guy. His hand is like, you know, bent, like something like that. But he did 100,000. They make me very encouraged. Because sometimes, like, when he drew, we can do, like, you know, fast, how much we can faster, because we are now okay. But he just, like, do that, this and that, like, you know, he finished 100,000. Wow. Yeah. Then, also, like, you know, just I mentioned, one old monk, 83 years old, he did 8,400,000. Also, they make me very, like, encouraged. He's behind me. Sometimes I'm, like, you know, tired and I look at him, make me happy. Yeah. Then also, like, you know, this, when you difficult, you have to think about the other things make you very encouraged. But, like, you know, Buddha was 6 years never, like, eating. He meditated 6 years. That very close to when we did, like, prostrations. But we have food, board, everything's available. Therefore, very easy for can do us. But doing the Buddha was that time same us. He's not like Buddha. Yeah. Therefore, yeah, many, like, you know, people like who like not good hand, like people try to do. Many of them. Mm.
With the there was the stupa you saw that I was seeing behind where you were prostrating, the big stupa. I know you can't go inside, like, our stupa, but that one was so big, like, were you able to go inside it, or?
Yes, this stupa, or this, like, behind, okay. This stupa, we can go inside. The first floor, they have a very nice Buddha statue. We can see Buddha statue. Second floor, they have all the, like, you know, Buddha's teachings, and nowadays they cannot go like just us, like, you know. But I used to go in second floor. The second floor used to have, like, do you remember one in Lhasa? They have one Buddha statue, very famous. We call like Cho. The Cho used to the second floor. I don't know how, like, you know, Cho get the, in China, but one of the Tibetan king marry with one of the Chinese king's daughter. During the that time, Chinese king give for Tibetan. That's like come from second floor. Okay.
Did you have any like festivals that represent different monks in India?
Sorry?
Did you have any like festivals that represent different monks and in different ways?
You mean the doing the prostrations?
Yeah.
They have like many, many different, like, you know, Vietnamese monks and nuns, Chinese monks, nuns, and Bhutanese monks, nuns, different festival. And so funny, like, Vietnamese festival always give us event, invitation letter. Then they do, like, you know, time again. Then people, like, you know, like for Tibet Buddhist festival, people who come to attend the there, they offering money for all the monks. But the Vietnamese one who has the invitation letter, they want to give offering money for those. Because they, like, you know, exactly like 1,000 monks, maybe 500 monks, they already, like, you know, who you know, they give invitation letter. They have many different festival, yeah.
Why do you put up the flags in that picture that you showed that was up there?
Flag?
Yeah, those.
Prayer flags?
Yeah.
That's not ideal because, like, you know, sometimes, like, you know, I'm very tired. I go there, then I look at the prayer flag and, like, in the center of the lake, one Buddha statue. It's really, like, you know, beautiful. Then I go there, like, few minutes, like, look around there. But prayer fly, the people hang out. People, they have many different people come through, then hang out, prayer fly there.
Okay.
Thank you.
You said when you got tired, you went to the lake. Can you take breaks between that? You said 5 to 11, or you have to do the prostrations whole time?
Yeah, I can take a break whenever I want. Because sometimes we're doing the prostration, like people offering food, people offering water, people offering tea and juice. Then sometimes we want to, like, you know, eat, and we want, like, this one is, like, exactly from the Buddha. He, like, they pray for one of the Bodhi tree. The Bodhi trees behind the Bodhi tree Buddha was elected there. Yeah.
So that's on the side of the temple where you can see the Bodhi tree in there.
You can see the other Bodhi tree, mm-hmm. The top of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
This under, I do like under there. But there, another Bodhi tree is, they're going to pray. They are Chinese. Yeah, Chinese, and Chinese, we don't need to see. I know those people, they are from China, really, mainly in China. Mm.
So could I ask you, is there a certain significance of doing 400,000 prostrations, or
is there a certain significance or the meaning of 400,000 prostrations?
Meaning. Yes.
Ah.
Because I said, like, you know, if you want to do retreat for 3 years, 3 months, then you have to do 100,000 prostrations. But even, like, you know, there's some people say, our count is not important. Then just do. That's really truth. But, like, if you count, then after, like, few years, then you can realize, oh, I did 100,000 prostrations. You can rejoice yourself. Then create Allah's merit.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
There are many reasons, right?
I noticed a lot of light, like light colors in the photos that you've showed up there. A lot of like
light.
Yeah, light. Like light
every paint. Evening looks like a Christmas. They offering like many different colors light like offering, especially people who come from Vietnam, China. And those people like offering a lot, like, you know, beautiful line, beautiful flower. Every single day they change the flower. They're offering everywhere, like, you know, offering flower. Every night, like, light offering.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, Anila.
So you have to do, if you want to do a 3-year retreat, you have to do the 100,000 prostrations before you start the retreat?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Not in the retreat. You don't have to finish it in 3 years.
We call
it
Ngendro. Ngendro means, like, you know, the...
Preliminary practice.
Practice like five different. 100,000 prostrations. 100,000 Vajra Sabha Mantra, 100,000 Offering Mandala, 100,000 Water Bowl, 100,000 Refugee Prayer.
Okay.
Because those one, because if we do like retreats 3 years, 3 months, we have a lot of obstacles. Those are like, you know, I don't know how to say. Yeah. If you do that, then... remove all obstacles and be successful. Like for.
So it doesn't matter when you do it, you just do it before. So it could be like 5 years before, you know, well, 1 year before, it doesn't matter how.
It doesn't matter if you did, like, you know, regularly. If you do, like, you know. If you do, like, you know, the. Without missing. Yeah. Like for if you do like 100,000 prostration, like you did today, like 1,000, and tomorrow not, day after tomorrow do this and that, but you finish, that's not count. If you do continuous until the finish, you have to do. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Is the extra 11,111 prostrations are, is that for to make up for mistakes? Or you said there
mistake,
were many reasons.
If you miss, like you know, count, like something like that. If you miscount, if you mistake, then like, so many of you mistake. Sometimes doing the prostration, thinking negative.
Right, you're thinking.
Yeah,
during,
those like you know. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I just teasing one of the, my friend. That I did like count 700, then I my the count miss is like becoming zero, few times like that. Then I teasing for my friend. I don't have the extra things because I never miss.
You started the counter again.
Yeah, again, yeah, yeah. But after that, we bought like very good one. Then that's never happen again.
You knew you had done 700. You didn't say, okay, I've done at least 500.
We just start. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Geshe Sangpo, you had a whole prayer practice that was also went with the prostrations. And would you also do that full practice when on days when you were sick and you just did three prostrations, you also did all of the prayers around it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My friend and I try to finish like, you know, 100,000 prostrations and plus 100,000 refugee prayer. But after I'm recovered, then I got phone call from my home. My father is very sick. Then my father took their hospital in China. Then I recite always like, you know, doing the prostration. Doing the medicine Buddha mantra for my father because my father and me very good close karma. Therefore, I think that's a help him that I always do prostration with medicine Buddha mantra. They have some
question.
Okay.
You mentioned that His Holiness the Dalai Lama was there.
Yeah.
Can you share one thing that he from his teaching that inspired you or stuck really with you from his teaching or what he said?
You mean which one?
No, for you, one teaching from him or one message from him that really stuck with you, that really surprised you or
You mean His Holiness teaching mean?
Yeah, while he was doing his teaching, if something really got, you know, from his teaching to you, like, oh, this is a really good message, or...
He is always teaching is like same. Always talk about the bodhicitta, always talk about the emptiness, always talk about the compassion. He always talk about that. But this time, especially, he teach very good, like, you know, I never received teaching like something like, you know, the when Buddha first teach in the Varanasi, those kind of teaching I receive. Then especially, like, you know, the when we do, like, initiation, then they have we, like, remove all obstacles. You know, like, people do some like this and that. Then his Holiness this time like say, why we remove evil in this and that? Because they are also sentient beings. We call them, talk to them, like, you know, that's like, you know, for me like very special this time. Okay. Even though like they are like an evil, they are like, one of the sentient beings. We have to like talk nice to him, do something good for them. Rather they go like, you know, kick out. That's make me very like, you know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So I was just wondering, what's the significance of the location of Bodh Gaya?
Bodh Gaya is one of the most important holy site in Buddhist holy site. mm-hmm. because like Buddha Shakyamuni, you know Buddha Shakyamuni? Mm-hmm. He was enlightenment.
Okay.
Yeah, therefore, all over people who like fed him, who believe him, come to see Buddha Gaya.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, my teacher is also there. His Holiness is also there. I'm so fortunate. Yeah, you know, His Holiness is there 1 month. My teacher is there 1 month. Sometimes my teacher, also here, the, my teacher and my teacher's teacher's reincarnation. And, yeah. I used to, my teacher's teacher's reincarnation in around the Buddha stupa. He explained it a lot. His name is Tenzin Dorje, but his teacher's name is Kesa Dorje Tashi. He is also former about in Jume Tantri Monastery. He's also Geshe-la's teacher too. We have a photo here, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, no, not this one, the Rinpoche's, yeah. Then he said, like, you know, actually this Buddhist stupa is built by maybe Jabba Ashoka, you know, king of the Ashoka. Yeah. Then top of the stupa beat by Nagarjuna. Then he said Lama Atisha. He's the Lama Atisha. Lama Atisha sometimes is like, you know, walking, meditation around the stupa. Then sometimes is asked like about the emptiness. Then all of the here Buddha statue give answer. His previous life explained it to me. Then when you go to Buddha stupa, like, you know, right hand, left hand, they have cave inside one Tara. The Tara is, his previous life tell me the Tara is very important because people think outside Tara is a talking Tara. He said the inside the Tara is more important than outside because sometimes it's like, you know, he giving teaching the Tara. He said, but if you have time, try to go to Buddha Gaya, then you can see then what I say. Oh.
And you have a wonderful opportunity with Venerable Rabina to go on tour and see the holy sites of in the life of the Buddha in Bodh Gaya.
Mm. Okay.
So we'll dedicate in just a moment, and but I have a couple of quick announcements. Jill, why don't you come up, because you're gonna. We have a special cake for Geshe Sangpo. We want to present. But before we do that, I want to mention, if you are inspired by Geshe Sangpo's wonderful accomplishment, he has very kindly agreed to our request to once again offer practice nights here at the center, where he will tell us how to do prostrations and also mandala offerings, which is another one of the preliminary practices. So that will be beginning this Thursday at 7 o'clock. Right here, and Geshe Sangpo will be leading us this week in prostrations, and then we'll be doing alternating Thursdays. So we'll have practice on a Thursday. The next week we take a break, and then the next Thursday will be mandala offerings. Then we take a break, and then we come back for prostrations.
Yeah.
Okay, and Robbie, can we have the lights?
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
We're going to dedicate prayers first, then cake.
So in the gold prayer book, turn to page 246.
And we'll do read the dedication from Shanti Deva Bodhi Karivatara. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other.
Thank you so very much.
For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain,
this one here.
Until then, may I
this
too
one
remain
is okay here?
To dispel the miseries
okay.
of the world. Om tare tu tare tu
re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu re so ha. Om tare tu
tare tu re so ha.
Oh, thank you, Donasi. Thank you.
Om tare tu tare tu re so.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pandiji. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you.
Om tare tu tare.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much. Thank you. Thank you.